Welcome to Lakers Digital Daily, your go-to podcast for everything Lakers, basketball, LA lifestyle, and sports opinions. I'm your host, McGee, coming to you from beautiful San Pedro. As a 40-year-old lifelong sports enthusiast hailing from Inglewood, California, specifically from the intersections of Hillsdale Street and Inglewood Ave, I am thrilled to bring you the latest updates, insights, exciting discussions about our beloved Lakers and the world of sports. So sit back, relax, and join me on this daily journey through the exciting world of the Lakers basketball world and beyond. Let's dive in.
Okay. The Lakers did it. Yes, they did. They were down 19 in the fourth, came back, made up a big deficit, and beat the Milwaukee Bucks, a team that had to do some soul searching, and they were on their way towards making a serious playoff run. Minus LeBron, not in the lineup again. We saw a faster, competitive, hard-working team. The defense was there because they gave up 124 in a full game and two overtimes. Defense was there. Difference defense. Faster team. Because how do you win when you're down 19 in the fourth? You got to start making moves, and you got to move faster. I'm hoping this comeback motivates the team to stay working faster and be more definite in their offense. There's a lot to talk about, a lot to point out. Shout out AD. Shout out Austin Reeves, Spencer Dinwiddie for just being a different little vibe on the court. D'Angelo Russell, he was clutch. Darvin Ham for making the right substitutions, bringing Rui back in for overtime, making him a factor. Big game. This was a special game. There were things done in this game that can be passed down to the rest of the season. Dinwiddie controlling the ball at times. Austin staying confident, staying ready to take over. D'Lo sacrificing, coming in different situations. I feel like Darvin understands that he needs that size and that athleticism, that defense, and he has to go back to D-Law on offense. He cannot turn guys out, turn guys off. We have to be ready for everybody to come in and contribute at certain times. Rui needs to be pushed. I like that we are not putting D-Law on their primary score. We're kind of giving him some time to sit back, even if it means Austin's going to get burned on some plays. I just like some of the things that coach is doing. Shout out coach. Keep it going, coach. Stay on their necks. This Memphis game is important. I feel like if you don't have AD, you may struggle, but they don't have the size they once have, but Jaren Jackson will feast. So we'll see. Our defense is not going to be championship level, but it can be fast, it can be aggressive, it can force turnovers, it can compete. Milwaukee missed some shots, but they also got some good looks. So we have to just live with the fact that we are able to get through a full game against a contender and keep coming, keep shooting, and we're adding variety to our offense with Dinwiddie and more of a contribution from Rui on a regular basis. Why did we come back? We came back because we went away from the AD dominant offense and got into a faster, quicker, high volume shooting offense. We increased the pace, we pushed it, we weren't afraid, we stared down Milwaukee, and we kept coming, and that's why we won the game. So hats off to the Lakers. Hopefully we can get a back-to-back wins and really set ourselves up for the rest of the road trip to take care of our business and jockey for the proper playoff positioning. Peace out, Laker fans.